Iran.
Blog Talk Radio.
You ain't even worth it now. Made my name through word of mouth. Everybody heard about Mike Six. Beach Boy in the Dirty South. They don't rap no more.
What's up, y'all? Friday nights will never be the same. Make sure you lock in with DJ Corrupt right here at K100 Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Yeah, it's world famous DJ Corrupt. Catch me right here this Friday and every Friday, 9 o'clock sharp, right here on K100 Radio, as I bring you the hot new exclusives and the fresh new indie talent. You know what's up?
It's the world famous, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, what up? You know what it is. Your boy Styles P, the Ghost D Block Double R, right now with my homie, DJ Corrupt.
I used to dream I would make it big. Told niggas I do it. When it's done, they would say I do it.
Don't forget to catch DJ Oban live in the mix every Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hear this?
With that dancehall, reggae, and soca music.
Keep it live.
Right here on K100 Radio.
Y'all want y'all tono?
Right here. On K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Ah, let's get it. Ah, what up, though? Welcome everybody to K100 Radio. I'm your host Blizzard. You know what it is. It's about time for us to talk to some folks. We like to talk to people sometime over here, man. You know what it is. www.k100radio.com. 347-934-0966. That's the number to hit the phone lines. We're back for another edition of our Direct Line interview series. We'll be chopping up with artists, producers, DJs, publicists, bloggers, some of everybody, man. Some of everybody has came through and had a chance to chop it up with us for our Direct Line interview series, man. We've talked to businessmen, all the likes, man. So if you never heard any one of these, you should check them out. They're all available for replay over on our SoundCloud. But today, let's take a minute and pause. And welcome to homie John Paul Jones to K100 Radio for the Direct Line interview. What's up, homie? Welcome to the broadcast.
What's good? What's good? What's good, man? Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All good, man. Well, this is your first time on K100 Radio, but we hope it don't be a last. We're going to get into some things real quick, so let's go ahead and set this thing all the way off.
Yeah.
All right, shots fired. Okay. First of all, go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the broadcast, homie. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is John Paul Jones of the American Sushi Crew, American Sushi Entertainment, right out of here, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Originally from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County. Been here in Atlanta doing music. I've been doing music all over the place in Jacksonville, throughout Alabama, throughout the South. And so I just been doing my thing. Got hooked up with Blizzum. Got hooked up with K100 Radio through my man. Shout out to Larry Bird, shout out to Never Ending Struggle down there in Jacksonville, Florida, man. And we just trying to keep the culture moving, man. Keep pushing the culture forward, man. Keep pushing the art forward. So I appreciate y'all for listening.
Word, that's what's up. So I had a sneak peek at normally I'd be like, I don't listen to the music until, you know, I get the artist in line. But sometimes if I have time, I go through and I listen to it. And I got a sneak peek at the music, right? And I can already tell that you are a person who is into the culture and into hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can we now admit everybody that is kind of trying to make a comeback officially now? I mean, can we say that?
Yeah, definitely, man. It's a lot of us out here really trying to maintain that. Absolutely.
I just wanted to make sure because at first, I it's one of those things like I'm a Tampa Bay fan, right? I love football. I'm a Tampa Bay fan. Jameis Winston, he doing all right, but the last time I said we had Josh Freeman, and well, we know how that happened.
Right.
I don't want to get too amped up about the fact that Kendrick got 11 nominations for a Grammy and stuff like that, and all these great songs made and being pushed out, and then all of a sudden it just takes a dive again, and then you know we've got a whole bunch of ridiculousness. I'm hopeful. I got my fingers crossed, but I don't want to talk too soon because it's not there yet.
Gotcha.
We're not there where the bars and all that substance really matters like it used to.
Right.
We're not there, right?
Nah. We not there yet. We still got a long way to go. I think radio is still pushing the club joints, which, I mean, it's nothing wrong with club bangers. It's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, you know, something for the ladies or for the strippers or for the dope boys or whatever. But I think it's just a matter of balance, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, back in the day, you know, all those dudes still had to have talent. They still had to have bars. And so I think it's coming around where people are more so appreciating the music, and we're living in a culture, and I think in a time where now people can go out and get the music that they want. They don't have to wait for the radio to give it to them. So, you know, you have a lot of independent radio. You got a lot of independent music sites, and, of course, Jay-Z with the thing that he's opening up, I think the title piece or whatever, where people are just having more control and the artists are having more control of their music and their distribution. So I think we're going to see a huge change in the kind of music that comes out and the caliber and the talent that gets recognized in the near future.
So with that being said, I got to ask you this point of contention number one.
Yeah.
When you sit in the studio and you're writing, when you sit down, are you creating a song that you feel, do you care more about a song that you feel you wanted to make, or do you care about a song that you feel the people want to hear? Which one of those do you feel like is a wise investment as an independent artist? Who ultimately, let's just be 100 about it. Ultimately,
right.
Every artist wants to live off of their art at some point if they can. You know, even if you don't even get to be a millionaire, you'd love to just be able to get up and not have to go punch someone's clock and just get a couple of checks and just, or go and do a couple of shows, you know, and just be able to live off of what you love to do. That's the ultimate goal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So that being said, but you have to have a varied degree of quote unquote commercial success, not always, but does it happen?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, when you create, what's your first priority? Is it to make a song that you think people will like enough to buy and go see you perform live, or is like, this is what I want to say on the track?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, even in the project that you know, that we'll be getting into a little bit later. I was just thinking about this earlier this week. You know, is it fair to always ask fans to just roll with you, just rock with you, and just rock with everything you do, even if you're not putting out music that they like? And I think that's unfair. I think it's a two-way street. I think it's a relationship that artists have with the fans. And, you know, the fans have to understand that this is an artist and allow them to create, allow them to stretch, allow them to grow, you know what I mean? Like we did with Nas. We saw him move from Illmatic and I. We saw him do, you know, Nostradamus. We rap with him through Stillmatic and everything, and allow him to grow. And so I think fans have to do that. At the same time, the artist also has to say, listen, I can't continue to drop music just because I think it's dope, or just because, you know, I want people to look past the music but look at the art and look at my soul and what I'm going through, and just continue to ask fans to continue to buy that, or continue to ask fans to come to shows and they don't really dig what they're listening to. So I think it has to be a good balance. I think you definitely cannot compromise, you know, what it is that you want to put out, what it is that means something to you, just so that, you know, just for what people want to hear. At the same time, I remember David Banner said, you know, you still got to be dope. You know what I mean? You still got to be hot. You still got to have bars. You still got to have beats. You still got to make sure that what you're putting out there is something that people want to hear. You still have to be relevant with the times. That don't necessarily mean that everybody got to trap music, but what you have to do is you have to try to be as relevant and try to be as dope and try to be as hot as you can. I think it's a two-way street, and I think it's unfair for artists just to say that, you know, I just, you know, if I decide to do country music, I just want you to rock. If you're a hip-hop artist and you just want to do a whole country album or a whole rock album, and that's what you want to do from now on, and just say, hey, just rock with me. I mean, I think at some point you got to kind of give and take. And I think it's a balance. And then even when you do give the people what they want, you don't have to compromise yourself. You know what I mean?
Well,
you can still talk about what it is. You can be creative in the way that you talk about it. So kind of what you were saying with Kendrick Lamar. You know, Kendrick Lamar didn't necessarily make radio songs, but he made dope music. But then he also,
at the same time,
talked about his art, you know, and what was important to him.
Hold up. I would beg to differ on one point you just said. I beg to differ that Kendrick Lamar didn't make radio songs. Kendrick Lamar has dropped single radio bangers, a couple of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, what I meant was the last album, On To Pimp a Butterfly.
Well, even On To Pimp a Butterfly, here's the thing. That term that you just used, just blows me off top.
Right.
Because he didn't drop a quote-unquote radio song. I mean, he had radio. First of all, like, if you want to go through and just dissect an album like the Pimp a Butterfly for what it was worth,
right,
he could have easily came out for the ladies and just dropped These Walls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He could have came out and just dropped Walls like he just did it, like he just Slick did it to remind you of how dope that project was right around Grammy season.
Right.
Like he just dropped the album came out earlier this year, but he just dropped officially These Walls. That's why These Walls is all over radio right now, because they officially just did it. They did a video and all that after the fact right around Grammy season. Real strategic what he did there. I like what he did there. But his thing, he, to me, Black of the Berry is a radio song. You feel me? I Love Myself is a radio song. You know what I'm saying? When you're saying radio, to me, a good song is a good song. That's the problem with radio. I mean, when you say radio, what do you mean? Because in what context are you actually saying he didn't drop a radio song? Well, what do you mean radio song?
So when I'm talking about radio songs, I'm talking about songs that you typically hear on mainstream radio, right? I'm talking about kind of basically the question that you asked me. You know, are you putting out music that everybody wants to hear, that's going to be all over the clubs, that's going to be all over the radio, that you're going to hear 6 times in an hour, et cetera? That is what, so I guess I should conceptualize that idea. That's what I think of when I think of radio songs. Now, you're right, a good song is a good song. And if a radio station wants to, they can go ahead and play it. But typically when I say radio songs, I'm talking about the songs that you will probably hear over and over and over again on the, you know, on your major radio station.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing with that. I, of course, this is radio. This is the new form
of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I've been banging These Walls when the album dropped. It wasn't a single. I just said that's the dopest cut, smoothest cut on the album. You feel what I'm saying?
I even play, but
I play Complexion too. I play Complexion. In
rotation. Man, Complexion is crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's the thing that I want to make sure I convey, you know what I'm saying, to everybody listening to this little interview right here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When we say a radio single, we got to make sure we specify which radio or what kind of radio.
That's right.
Because over here at K1's radio, dopeness is dopeness, and it is what it is. Now, I want to take a call real quick because we got somebody on the phone line. Maybe they call and show you some love and give you a shout out. I see they're representing the 904. We're going to bring them on
line. Cool.
We'll jump into some of your music on real quick.
Yeah.
904-97, you're okay. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? This your boy, Lamb. What's going on with y'all?
What's going on, man?
What's good? What's good with you, Bird? What's good?
Man, just calling and showing my support, you know what I'm saying? You know?
I always
support, you know, Blizz and what he do, and this whole format. I heard y'all talking before. That's why I kind of set this up, man. My man, Jonathan, you know, he's really dipped in hip-hop. He really know what he's doing. I think he's a great ambassador to it. You know, NES mess with him on a personal level. I know Jonathan from a personal level. He knew my wife first, then we started kicking it, and, you know, we started a group, The Chase, I say around 2011. And I was like, damn, it was pretty dope. Then, you know, we just kept talking about hip-hop every day. Just, you know, how me and Blizzle, how me and you interact the same way. So
right.
I saw the opportunity. I was like, you know what? I think it'll be dope if somebody gets to hear what on the album, man. The album is dope. It was my top 5 of the year. And like y'all say, it's just dope music. I just really genuinely liked it. You know what I mean? So I just wanted, you know, what I heard, I just want the listeners on K100, everybody else around it, and YouTube listen just to hear it out, get a one-on-one with them. And, you know, I'm just basically just showing love, basically. Hoping y'all guys like the music and all the listeners.
We do. We're getting it ready. We're getting ready up right now, man. Thank you for calling in, Bird. We appreciate that, man. The link was good.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
No problem, man, because at the same time, I got to go to my little girl's concert right now. I'm doing 2 and 3-1 things, but I want to make sure I call in, you know, say, I'll let you, bro. Like, you're doing good, man. Keep doing what you do. You know, more music in the future from both of us. You know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? So, more blessings to everybody.
All right, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Blessings, bro. Appreciate you.
Stand by. All right.
Yeah.
If you want to hit the phone lines and holler at us, 347-934-0966. And if you want to just jump in on a discussion or something that we have, and we don't mind, you know, you don't have to necessarily want to, you know, have to have a direct question or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, if we're talking about something, you can always hit the phone lines too. We kind of just want to interact as much as we possibly can on the direct line interviews. But it's all about John Paul Jones, and we finna get ready to get into some of this music. And you got a couple of joints.
Yeah.
But I got I've got Check the Rhyme and I've got Miss Jones. So these are the two that we're going to introduce on our platform, you know, to kind of put your best foot forward over here at K100 Radio. But he said that you said that you're in the Atlanta area right now grinding, right?
Right.
So let me ask you, being that, you know, you're someone that what they call a transplant here. You know what I'm saying? I'm a transplant here, but I've been here for almost 20 years, so everybody can kiss my ass about where I represent.
That's right.
I say A-Town down and dare motherfucker to say something to me about it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Shut the fuck up talking to me. Okay, anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. But anyway, when you're in Atlanta and the city that's been deemed the hip-hop mecca, you know what I'm saying, the place everybody wants to be in, and rightfully so, honestly, if you're here, get it. If you've never been here, you may not get it. But if you come here, you kind of get it when it comes to music and hip-hop and everything that goes on a daily basis here. But when you're a transplant and you come here, you know, Atlanta has this thing and Atlanta has this sound. And I know you probably don't know. How long you been here again? How long you been here?
I've been here maybe about 7 years, 7, 8 years.
Okay, so by now, you should have run into that little tad bit of resistance you get from homegrown Atlanta people. And you realize now how clickish the born and raised Atlanta people are when it comes to try to put certain people on. You know what I'm saying? And
with you doing
hip hop in Atlanta, in a city who says, listen, this is our kind of music, we turn up, the hell with you, with what you doing, accept it or get the fuck out. This is kind of what a lot of people's attitude is. How do you deal with that when you're working your music in the city of Atlanta? You know, the internet is the internet.
Wow.
Your music in the city of Atlanta. I mean, because basically they got hip hop contained in like a Patch Cafe in East Atlanta Village, and fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So
it is. It's very difficult, man. When I was rocking with another group called Sand and Chase, and we used to try to get live shows, and it was hard. It's hard to get live shows in Atlanta. I mean, we would travel, and people were showing us love everywhere from North Carolina to Detroit to Cali, everywhere. But in Atlanta, it was real difficult. And we had a couple of hookups, you know what I mean? We had the hookups. Of course, we rocked out Apache. We rocked a couple other spots. But it was really through hookups. But actually, outside of that, it was difficult. And usually what I was saying, I think T.I. even said the same thing when he was trying to get on, was that he had to actually get on in surrounding cities. So in those kind of small cities in Alabama or in North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever, other parts of Georgia, and kind of get his buzz there before Atlanta really opened their arms and accepted him. And that's the strategy I would tell a lot of artists to use is, you know, don't just try to stick to Atlanta, but hit up any place that show you love, any place that's paying you, any place that's going to allow you to, you know, allow you to share your art, go there. You know what I mean? And, you know, don't just limit your goals to just Atlanta. Although Atlanta has shown me love, and I've been on the radio here in Atlanta, and I've done great shows here in Atlanta, you know, made a little money here in Atlanta. So they have shown me love, but it can be very difficult. And because it's so concentrated with so many artists, particularly hip-hop artists that are trying to come up, it's a lot of competition out there. So, you just have to be smart with your moves.
Yeah, you got to make sure you do the right thing. But, you know, again, like I said, when you're doing a certain brand of hip-hop in Atlanta, it even gets to be more difficult. You know what I'm saying? Trying to find in this city. And that's one thing that is actually getting better, though. But, you know, we're going to go ahead and jump into some of this music real quick because, man, 30 minutes just flies by, I swear.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at it right now. Like, wow.
It's like a 5-minute conversation. So let's go ahead and jump into the music real quick.
Okay.
First guy is called Check the Rhyme. Tell me about this one. Intro this one so we can go ahead and jump into it.
Oh, man, Check the Rhyme, man. You know, I've always been a big fan of A Tribe Called Quest. It was actually some verses I had wrote for something else, and me and my producer Jamie Lake, we was in the studio and we was just kind of going through some things we wanted to add to the project. We wanted to add something for the hip hop or something for the real lyricists. And you know, even though the music itself is so diverse, I wanted to just still kind of let niggas know like I could still rap, you know what I'm saying? Like don't get it twisted, don't think that I can't still rip this microphone apart if need be. So that's really what I did on there.
Alright, bars.
Yeah.
Bars. This is K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. www.k100radio.com, man. Make sure you hit the homie up at J Paul Grant. That's his, well, that's the IG. The other one, the Twitter, I was like, what is the Twitter? I don't know what's going on with Twitter. I didn't get that one. But AJ, at J Paul Grant on Twitter, make sure you hit him up. This joint right here is called Check the Rhyme. This is John Paul Jones. First time ever on K1's radio. Let's get it. Direct line interview, baby. You're not rocking with the best.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
You know, normally I don't do this, but I kind of feel like joy coming out of retirement right now. Check the rhyme. Okay, circa 03, aspiring MC. It was me and the white boy C with the headphones, ringing the ill death sounds like a megaphone. I'll be ringing bells to the break of dawn. You can't measure my circle, you not 3.14. LL Cool J, just cause I rock more. I move the ground when I sound like a dinosaur. Leader of the dog, like a Malcolm or Martin. Arms on the table, I'm just begging your pardon. Welcome to my show, you should come more often. Fly full of peace and confidence. I'm just gliding over cats like I'm 6'6". Fresh Prince to a King Beach boy to a Beatle. We be the rap, what love is to people. You can multiply and never find an equal. There will only be this verse with no sequel. Back when dial-up was all we had, I was making blueprints, AutoCAD. And back to this mic in my hand, dealer of the dope like it's cracking my hands. I can educate, but it's common sense. You don't think it's simple, but it kinda is. Flowers to the paint, wood to the brush handles. Nothing without wax for the candles. What up, money? Long time, haven't seen you. Took a trip, found out I didn't need you. So nowadays I look like a bum. Party with the philosophers and vagabonds. At my girl house, recording and drum mic. Signed, sealed, delivered, and still pimp tight. Something that my daughter can feel. A little something more than real. And you can check the rhyme. You should check the rhyme.
Okay. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes, lying on Egyptians' finest to becoming your highness. I will exhibit kindness until the haters count it as my weakness to see if I won't resort to violence. 100 miles of running, confronting you with the fundamentals and drumming it with the horn accompaniment. In the company when I'm in the place, slow up the pace, hold up the race till you bow up your lace. And then I'm coming with something that's jumping, you think it's a hurdle. I'm keeping it from them until it's abundantly fertile. Upon its conception, you duck it for fear to hurt you. In circles, I'm running around to these lyrical urkels. Profound sound around town, I'm known as the one that bring the bounce back. Pro-black like a Detroit red after the flip. Like a coin head was a b-boy head. A point head for this time of history, so I relive it. And focus on the past, gas up, I'm on a mission. And it's funky, along the lines of Salone being in the future, waiting for them folks to catch up. That's why they call it hindsight. I'm flying kites in the middle of a storm, set a lightning strikes. And my brain drizzle, give a little at a time. As the nine catch a nine in the wrong place at the right time. Word to the present, you know I'm a legend. No ATLE in the cellar with this lyrical message. Mix the kid with a mix of J, produce and press the kid, a pyramid structure. The first wonder why we underground. When we rose his guns, get welcome to the jungle. Then you aiming for the wrong species. And get your boys to get your guy and your Mitsubishi. Now check the rock.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Came through and spit bars over some classic shit. I take a lot of balls. Everybody ain't able to do it. Everybody ain't able to do it.
Yeah.
Come, we live right now with John Paul Jones. What up, homie? What's good?
Yep.
What's going on? I'm chilling, man. So, what made you want to just attack like a classic flow like that? I know we got another joint we got that's called Miss Jones that's coming up. We get ready to rock that one. But what made you want to just jump on a classic joint like that and just spit those bars?
Yeah, man. I think I just wanted, you know, one of my favorite styles and kind of genres of rap eras of rap was just that kind of early 90s hip hop where, you know, they just kind of had, you know, the bass, the drum kick, and they just went, you know what I mean? And so it was just kind of an ode to that. Like I said, I've always been a fan of Tip and a Tribe Called Quest, and just that the way they infuse jazz and art and Afrocentricity with their music. And so it was really just kind of, and you know, an ode to them. At the same time, you know, I wanted to push myself to spit and not be afraid to spit over a classic beat. You know, a lot of times artists are afraid to, like, oh, well, I'm not good enough to do that. And so I just wanted to just kind of be brave and say I am good enough to do it, and watch me do it, and watch it be dope to the point where, and I thought about, what if Q-Tip was to hear this, would this be something that he would put his stamp on? After I heard it, I was like, yeah, I think it's good enough for that. So I went ahead and, you know, and threw it on the album and just put it out there. So you'd have to have faith in your music, you know what I mean, and faith in your art and faith in your talent, you know.
True that. So we got the next joint coming up. This one is called Mrs. Jones, and this one's over some original production, right?
No. Actually, this is over. We kind of messed around with a Pete Rock joint over this one. Pete Rock joint, I believe, and then we just kind of played with some instruments and some other samples, and you know, kind of gave it a little Texas style with this one.
All right. So tell us about this one. What's Mrs. Jones about? Who is Mrs. Jones? Before we hit play.
Yeah. Actually, Miss Jones, man, when I was, it was my very first Chevy, my very first car. And so when I got her, this was back in Jacksonville and in Duval. You can't, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't got no car, you ain't getting no girls, you ain't doing nothing. So it was my first car, and I called her Miss Jones, you know, because I had a girl at the time, but she was kind of like my side chick. And so, you know, I loved, I washed her, you know what I'm saying, kept her clean. And whenever I would go to school, my homeboys would be like, yo, you got Miss Jones outside? And so everybody knew my car as Miss Jones. And so really what I did was I named it Miss Jones. I'm talking about my car, but really I'm just kind of talking about my childhood. It's kind of a, you know what I'm saying, one of those kind of coming of age kind of songs. I'm just kind of talking about growing up in Duval County and, you know, just kind of reminiscing a little bit. So, and then we kind of play around with the music and the production. It's super dope. Everybody, that's pretty much everybody's favorite track. A lot of people's favorite track off the album.
All right, let's go ahead and get into it. You're now rocking with the best, www.k100radio.com. Hit us up at K100_radio on IG. Hit him up at J. Paul Grant. Let's get it, man. Miss Jones, Box Chevy, no pussy, you ain't got no car. Basically. Let's get it. K100 Radio.
Old Chevy called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy called her Miss Jones. We on to the weekend, we in, then we gone. Caught my mama old Chevy called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy called her Miss Jones. We on to the weekend, we in, then we gone. After years of no whip, catching the bus, I caught my mama old Chevy here, it's a must. Had the booming speakers with the dent in the back, red and black. You thought I just caught the Cadillac, how elated I was. Went to pick up my bruh, fresh match ahead and told her I'll have some goods at the mall in the neighborhood. Rolling like a baker would, lean back with the seat back like a player should. Park in the driveway, sitting on the hood. Trippin', trying to get a few to let us know what's good. 69 boys in the tape deck. See a shorty riding down the street to turn our heads, about to break neck. Like Buster, rhymes coming to muster. Old school hustlers, knives, I turn to run the streets. Not really, it's just a coming to age. A couple young jits trying to learn the game. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. We on to the weekend, we in and we gone. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. We on to the weekend, we in and we gone.
Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy, called her Miss Jones. Old Chevy called her Miss Jones. Caught my mama old Chevy called her Miss Jones. Miss Jones.
Stop the blow. Baby, grab your hat now, cause here we go.
called my old Chevy. Miss Jones.
I'm in love.
I'm on my old Chevy and I called
Radio, Hip Hop, and R&B.
And we're getting ready to roll up out of here. But before we go,
yeah,
one more time, we got to holler and shout at the homie John Paul Jones breaking down, man. Yo, had that real classic hip hop. Call him Miss Jones. Hey, man, give out your contact information in case anybody want to check the music, get with you, holler at you. What's going on?
Man, definitely, man. You can hit me up, man. You can find me on Facebook, Jay. PGJAY, middle PGGEE, on Facebook. You can hit me up on Instagram, at Bubba Stanks 03, Bubba Stanks, BUBBASTANKS 03, or you can hit me up on Instagram. I'm on Instagram a lot, definitely, at J Paul Grant. You can find me there. Also, you can email me, johnpauljonesmusic@gmail.com. You could also find me on Bandcamp, John Paul Jones on Bandcamp there. You could also probably hit up the John Paul Jones Outsider Within. I'm also on YouTube, John Paul Jones. You can find the Outsider Within there as well. So pretty much any major social network, social site, you can hit me up there, man, anytime.
Make sure you get with the homie, man. Holler at him, man. If you're rocking with us over there on IG, we just posted up his IG account. You can hit him from there and connect with everything else, man. Yo, shout out to you, man. Salute to you for rocking with us over here for a Direct Line interview. We got Big V coming up next. John Paul Jones. Yeah.
Yo, appreciate the blessing. Yo.
You know what it is, man. K100 Radio, www.k100radio.com. That's the quickest way to get it. All the links that you need to listen to us, you can get our mobile app. Links, you can get to find out ways you can listen to us on iTunes Radio. We are now on Apple TV. Yeah. Or if you watch the TuneIn Radio, or if you just want to listen on your internet, on your laptop, just go to www.k1radio right now. All right? And you can get all the information you need. Stay up on current events that's going on with K1's Radio. Pause. We'll be right back in 1 second, in 1 minute, and we'll have Big V on the line. Let's go. K1's Radio.
Y'all already know who it is, man. It's your favorite grinder, Chill Will. I'll make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday, K100 Radio, on your tune in app, on the internet, all the K100 Radio app itself, man. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Grinder.mix. My yours truly. Well, we're breaking records.
Non-stop hip-hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24/7.
Let's go. All right, we're not done. We're still riding over at K100 Radio. Back-to-back, Direct Line. Artist interviews, man. It's crazy right now, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We get ready to bring the homie Big V on the line. Big V, what up, old?
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on, man? Welcome to the broadcast for the first time. Probably won't be the last, though. What's good with you, fam?
Oh, man, over here, man, doing the Switzerland thing, man. Just chilling out, man. What's up with it?
Live from Switzerland. You got to love the internet, right? My man is live from Switzerland. Yeah. International shit. That's what we're doing over here at K100 Radio, man. Big V, man, formally introduce yourself to the broadcast. Tell them who you are, man. Who you bees with?
Oh, man, real simple, man. Just Big V, man. And, you know, cool running DJs, U.S. All-Star DJs, yada, yada. I mean, you know, in the game, you know, 15 years plus, man. And just, you know, hey, man, just happy to be on K100 Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? One of the realest radio stations out there, man. So people need to recognize that. You know what I mean? So.
Absolutely, man. Well, see, there's so much that me and you got to get into because you're doing so much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got music on deck. Get ready to break. We got to talk about Big V Radio, and we got to talk about you being a DJ. And of course, I love my DJ conversations over here. I love having conversations.
Right, right.
Because it's always some form of controversy or something. You know what I'm saying? Not really, not bad. Just like, we, you know, DJs often in broadcast and media people and artists, you know, we have a different way of looking at the world and looking at the music industry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, I'm glad I got you on the line in the middle of Grammy season. I got a question for you on
that.
Yeah,
man.
My dad in a minute.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But first of all, being a DJ right now is basically, I don't even know at this point in the game, being a DJ can also mean you can get record deals now. You could be an A&R now. You could be a producer now. I mean, right now, it's like DJs, I should have just, if I had it to do over, I would just start back in the 90s when I started rapping and just learn how to be a DJ. And I probably would, I could have just did everything fucking else I wanted to do from that point. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it's like now DJs are allowed, no, seriously, DJs are allowed to be the best producers. They're allowed to be,
right.
They're allowed to get record deals. Khaled is has a record deal. Mustard, mm-hmm. Whoever, you know, and then you get to be a DJ in the club and actually fucking
right.
DJ. Some of you guys.
That's
some of you guys.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
I mean, right now, it's like, if you're going to tell your kid to be anything in the industry,
mm-hmm.
Why not be a DJ? You know, you can be anything else. You can rap or do whatever you want to do. How do you feel about that right now? The DJ is not just the DJ anymore. He's fucking everything. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's a great situation, man. A lot of times what happens is, you know, a DJ always is the last person that actually reaps the benefits after their DJ puts in the work, so to speak. You know what I mean? Because not many artists actually come back and actually bless the DJs that put them on, that played their music, that helped their careers, that booked them for shows and all that shit. So, and so I think it's overdue for DJs to have an opportunity to actually get it in just like an artist would, you know? I mean, I think it's been overdue, so.
So, okay. Now that you said that, but now DJs, I feel, I don't know, I mean, I don't think I can allow you guys to start to keep continually crying that we're not getting our recognition in dudes thing now. You guys are at the forefront of the game now. I don't know, maybe in the early 90s when no one, you could be the DJ for somebody for a whole 200-city tour for 4 years and nobody knows who the fuck you are. That is going down in 2015. I don't know if you guys really can play the no one's giving us our props and respect card anymore. You guys are at the front of the game. You guys are often overshadowing the artist. If anybody's got a choice, a right to cry that right now, it's producers, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But I think DJs have turned into rock stars at this particular point, if you're worth your salt. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, but you know, that's few and far between. You know what I mean? There's still a lot on that food chain of DJs. You know what I mean? So
I mean, again, there is a food chain. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there is a food chain, Big V. There is a food chain. There is a top. There is the bottom. There is a food chain. Everybody can't be
absolutely
at the top. You know what I'm saying? Who gonna eat who? Somebody gotta eat. Somebody gotta die. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Right. Absolutely.
I think that at the end of the day though, the turnaround that you guys are getting now is a good thing. It was overdue. It was grossly unbalanced. But then now it's kinda like, well, is it getting out of control? Because now, you know, when I meet DJs and stuff, I meet a lot of really super egotistical DJs, like artists, like rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like
right.
Coolest niggas, and now some of them got this. The attitudes are like worse than the biggest superstars. And I'm like, that wasn't what DJs used to be. They used to be the ones to be like, yo, you could approach them if they was. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's changed.
Exactly.
You know, it's. I want that part back of the DJ. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're not so used to the limelight of the stars, you're kind of more humble. But anyway, let's go to the next subject. Now, you've got Big V, of course, the DJ. You've got music that we're going to get ready to run in a minute. And you've got Big V Radio. Tell us about that. Tell us about what's going on and how'd you get into doing radio and having your show set up all the way over in Switzerland and all that and everything that you got going in a whole other country, which I got some questions about that, too. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, real simply, man, the V104 came out of a need to actually have, you know, pretty much almost total control over the whole situation. I came from traditional radio, and then, you know, you're limited in what you can do in traditional radio. So, and then the world was going to digital. So, and then the world has been digital for a long time. So I just had to get a piece of that and actually get involved in that. and then be able to have an outlet, man, to help the people that I want to help without having to ask anybody's, you know, permission to do that shit. You know
right.
what I mean? So that's why I started V104, to be able to do it how I wanted to do it without any restrictions, you know, within reason, of course, you know.
Right. So,
and then go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go with your point. Go ahead.
No. Basically, that was it. And then, like I said, then we evolved. It got opportunity to do some, you know, some European things. So we've been knocking down Switzerland. We've been doing some things in Germany. We've done some things in London. So, I mean, you know, we're just expanding the whole situation, man. So it's just to our benefit, man, to connect the dots, you know, that's all.
So you said you came from traditional radio, FM, right? You came from FM, you were doing
absolutely.
FM?
Absolutely. FM. Absolutely, FM.
Of course, FM is a larger medium because it's been around for 100 years. Internet radio has only been around for what? Even when you really start talking about it, taking it seriously, not even really a full 10 years yet when you really talk about in the state
right.
now. And radio has been around for over 100 years, you know? Attached to a technology called the car that we all need. So, you know, it's been around. It's the big dog still right now as it stands.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this. Coming from FM over to internet radio, now we know you got more freedom, but do you really feel like internet radio will someday have just as much pull, honestly?
I think so, man, because of the generations, you know what I'm saying? The new generation, man. So now they put it in vehicles and things like that. They're making it real easy to participate in digital radio. So I'm thinking, it's going to be neck and neck, and I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes a full takeover eventually. You know, it wouldn't surprise me.
And you said that you coined the phrase digital radio. I got to make sure we shamelessly plug. Hold on a second. What the fuck? Hold on a second.
Okay.
People are crazy.
Oops.
People are actually calling to my office phone right now.
Y'all
are live on
347-934-0966
is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to call in for this show. Do not call our studio right now. All right, so anyway, yeah, I don't know why people are like that. But you said digital radio now. Digital radio, and I got to bring up digital radio now. If you don't know,
okay.
Digital Radio Now is also like a partnership that I've entered in with me, Big V, Jay Shields over at SCM Awards, Stop Beefing Radio St. James. There's a couple of different internet radio stations, and we're all pooling our resources together to come together and actually help our brand and help our numbers all, you know, help each other, benefit each other with all our different grinds. And I brought it up to say, you know, you guys should check out Digital Radio Now. It's just starting. We just started this thing. But trust me, it's going to do some great things, I feel like, because we got some great people that we're working with each other. But with that being said, the working together aspect of it all, how difficult do you find it nowadays to work with other people in radio, in media, in the digital medium? You know what I'm saying? It's so many internet radio stations and stuff popping up here and there because the technology is fairly easy to start, although it's not as easy to get up a good listenership and a good buzz. You know what I'm saying? But you can start an internet radio station in one day, technically, with no training. It doesn't mean
True.
It's going to be a good one, but you can literally start one and say, hey, it's running, and actually you'll be telling the truth because it's not easy to start one. It's just easy. It's difficult to build up and just get it running smoothly and make it, you know, become something like this and like what you have. But how hard has it been for you to work with other people in internet radio?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, shout out to people like Mississippi, you know, one of our major sponsors, and then people like yourself. And it is difficult, but what I've learned over the years is, man, you gravitate toward people that you can work positively with, and then really fuck the people that are super negative. I mean, so you just kind of gravitate to people that are progressive and then just keep it moving, man. It's hard, you know, because people are arrogant and, you know, and a lot of people don't handle business, and then, you know, it's one of those things. So, Brand, you just have to move with people that are willing to make moves and keep it rolling, man, without even let that be in a deterrent, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. So, I got we got some music by you, right?
Tell us
about the song that we got. I'm getting ready to drop the song. We ain't done with the discussion nowhere near because I got to ask some questions. Grammy season and a couple of more things. But I want to jump into this record right now at the halfway mark. Now, we got this joint called Rerun the Show. All right? Tell us about this one.
Oh, hey, actually, a collaboration with some gentlemen, man, that got with me on it. They were working on it, and then we got together and put the touch on it and say, hey, Big V, man, we want you a part of this particular situation. You know, shout out to Woodrow and Goldmouth, and then also the producers and Hollywood Luck, another artist as well. And I said, well, hey, man, that's how I feel. I mean, I always felt that I ran the streets, so it's a perfect record for me, man. So it kind of fit the profile, and we went with it. You know, it made me an offer I couldn't refuse. It was almost like a mafia move. You know what I mean? They had everything already together, and then they just kind of say, hey, man, will you stamp and roll this with me, man? So I couldn't turn that down. So, you know.
All right, that's what's up. We getting ready to run this joint right now, man. Big V. Featuring Woodrow, Goldmouth, and a couple other people. I can't see all the names right now, but we're getting ready to jump into that.
Just Hollywood Luck, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Luck, okay, mm-hmm. That's it. So we're getting ready to run that right now. Check it out, man. First time ever aired on K100 Radio. Probably won't be the last. You know what it is. You're not rocking with the best. This is a direct line interview with Big V. He said he run the streets. We run these streets right here on K100 Radio.
We
run these streets. Let's go.
We run the street. Close mouth, don't get fit. Don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night, cause the money don't sleep. Better stay in your lane.
Calling, trapping everyday thing. Yeah. Maintaining my own lane. Yeah. We run the streets, go at the street. Yeah. Fresh pair of cleats, get it out the mud. Working hard with OG Bud. No sleep the whole week. Family gotta eat. They depend on me. Yeah. I be quiet, the niggas quick to repeat. Yeah. Or try to compete. I work for me. Yeah. To the top, I gotta reach. Money don't sleep. Up late night, money's all I see. Strong grind, I power the weak. The haters catch cold feet. Don't watch me, nigga, watch TV. Too much on my plate. Skinny nigga pushing all his weight. We still here on the sack chase. 10 bowls in the closet and marinade. Fuck your bitch and left without a trace.
We run the street. Close mouth, don't get fed. Don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night, cause the money don't sleep. Better stay in your life.
Hot in the streets, niggas say hot, but not in the streets. How you know when you not in the streets? Oh no, I am not in the beef. How I'd rather go and fuck up a check. How I'd rather go and fuck up my neck, fuck up my wrist. Tell your bitch she can fuck up the rest. When I'm saying streets, I ain't saying D, cause I ain't sold nothing. Nah, not a bitch, nigga, not a snitch, nigga, I ain't told nothing. Nah, wanna be rich, nigga, you rich, nigga, let me know some. When I got it, they know I'm good. I go through the hood, they say Hollywood, let me hold some. Cause I work hard till I ate, nigga. Yeah. You don't work, you don't get a plate, nigga. Nah. You don't work hard, you don't play, nigga. Give a damn what a nigga say, nigga. I'm the same me every day, nigga. Trio nigga, never ever hate, nigga. Nah. Got a lawnmower for the fake niggas and you fake niggas. Representing,
we ride the street, we ride the street, yeah. We ride the street, we ride the street. Blow my dog, you get it. Don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night, till the money don't sleep. Better stay in your lane. We run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street. Close up, don't get fed. Don't be staying all night, till the money don't sleep. Better stay in your lane. We run the street, we run the street.
blood had the hello. Ain't no silver spoon in the road. Either shoot ball or sell dope. We rock solid, hate a jello. Because it's the root of our living. We ready from start to the finish. I'm winning cause I done lost plenty. Fresh as hell cause I know that they watch me. And my friends got their eyes on my pocket. Hit the shoebox and make a deposit. Baby mama gon' have me on Mars. Young king shit like shit, mate. I'm making moves accordingly. He put me barking at big dog. I got bun foul and lawyer fee. Keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. Stay down and boss up. Old friends and they feelings. Bitches mad cause we lost to more money, more problems. I say more money, more fire crowd. My real nigga street hall of fame. Got young hitters like linebackers.
We run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street.
You are now tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Back. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. Big B, what up, homie?
Hey, man, I'm here, man. I'm here, bro. I'm on your station, man.
I got a couple questions I got to ask you real quick, though. I got some calls on the line. Let me see if they actually just listening or if they want to actually chime in real quick. Let me peep this right here. I ain't got nobody screening calls. I'm flying by with this shit. 678.
Okay.
678-431. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Rashida Raspberry. What up, Big B?
Hey, what up, Miss Raspberry? What's up with it?
What's up? Yeah, I wanted to chime in a little bit. Yo, I love the song. I thought it was dope, you know, and I'm just glad to see, you know, you guys make. I wish I could have been a DJ, you know what I'm saying?
everybody does that now. That's where everybody got a laptop and an aux cord talking shit. Anyway, fuck out of here. Ms. Raspberry sound like she look good too. How you doing?
I'm beautiful. How you doing?
Hey, Blizz. Hey, Ms. Raspberry's out there. Where you at? I believe y'all need to connect, man. She got cosmetics and models and all kinds of stuff
models?
Popping off out there.
Models.
I'm in models.
Yeah. Plural.
Models.
I'm in the ATL.
Okay. Well, we got to hook up. I don't know. Whatever it is, we got to hook up because you got models. And I like them.
Yeah. I see models. Models follow me. I make them look more beautiful than they look already.
All right.
Well,
give out your contact information. What you know, being in the business, the industry, how can they get with you? Give us your social media real quick.
Okay, my social media Instagram is Shadelle Devarr. That's S H E D A L D E V A R R. That's the cosmetic line. They can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, all that is the same thing. Shadelle Devarr, Rashida Raspberry.
All righty. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. All right.
All right, thanks.
All right, stand by. Hold on, V. You want to jump into the talk? I got some people on the line. You got people calling.
Hey, man, run it, man. Let's talk to them.
All right, I keep going. I don't have nobody on the back end of you for interviewing, so we can go over a bit. You know what I'm saying? So we got more leeway over here.
All right,
we good.
Okay, bro.
404, area code 404-454. Welcome to K100 Radio.
Yo, Big V, what's good? K100 Radio, what's poppin'? It's your boy Woodrow.
What's happening, Woodrow? What's going on? Oh, you was on the song right there. What's happening, bro?
Oh, man. Same thing out here working, man. You know what I'm saying? Blessed another day, man. You know what I'm saying? Checking y'all out, man. Blessed to align myself with titans of the game like yourself, man, and Big V, man. Real talk.
Right.
Big V, what's popping out there, man? I'm trying to get some of them Euros like you, man.
Hey, man, they have them. They're not running out of Euro money, brother, so it's here. So you can get some of it, you know? So.
We got to talk about that.
Really,
we got to talk about that. We got to ask. We need to know how, nigga. Tell us how. Don't just tell us we can tell you to get the Euros, nigga. That's what we want to know, how.
I'm gonna give you brothers the key, man, and it's no problem. It is gonna be the real key, not a problem, bro. We're gonna do that.
All right, what's good, man. Hey, yo, you did your thing on the song, man. Salute to you guys out there working. You feel me? That's what's up.
Man, appreciate K100, man, for the support, man. For real, man. Shout out to all out for that, man. That's a good look, bro.
Absolutely. Give out your social media real quick. Let people know how they can get with you. They digging that song. They want to get some more from you. Real quick.
Already, man. Well, you know what I'm saying? For those who don't know, man, it's your boy Woodrow, Block Market Block, boss and employee. My Instagram is at Block Market ENT, spelled exactly as it said. You can check me out on Twitter. It's at Block Market Boss, spelled exactly as it said. You know, Facebook and all of the above, man. We out here working, man. It's been a good year. I've been blessed to work with people like, partner with people like Big V, man. And, you know, we're taking it as far as we can take. For real.
All right. Absolutely, man. Thank you for calling in. Stand by, all right?
All righty, bro.
For sure. All right, BB, we got one more, man. One more. Let me see who this is.
Okay.
All right. Area code 662. Area code 662, 616. Welcome to K100. Who's this?
It's Max Sippy.
What's going on, brother? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's poppin'?
Oh, this chiller just calling in, checking in on my boy, Big V. Down here in Mississippi, holding it down for him, waiting on him to get back to the state. I just called in support. I didn't catch the beginning of it, but I believe y'all had played as we won the streets. Hey, that thing, that's fucking.
Yeah, we just ran it a minute ago, but you know what I'm saying? We may have to run it back. I don't know. We may run it back, BB. We've been getting ready to chop him up with him, man. You know what I'm saying? We got the SIP checking in right now, man. Shout out to the SIP.
That's wonderful.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who's listening, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Thank you for calling in, bro. I appreciate it, all right?
All right, no problem.
For sure. All right. Now, let's get back to this discussion. Big V, right now, K100 Radio, direct line interview, www.k100radio.com. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter, at Big V, at Big V, B-I-double-G-V, B-I-double-G-V.
Yeah.
Baby, baby.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Big V, yeah, they'll catch me.
Big V. Look, so check it out. It's Grammy season, right?
Right.
Now, you know,
right.
There's been a lot of hoopla about Drake's back-to-back being nominated for a Grammy. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know you know this, but maybe everybody listening doesn't know that I'm actually one of the people who vote on the Grammys. I'm part of the Recording Academy. This is my second year voting for the Grammys. Last year was my first year.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much about that process in the last year and a half that it's got me kind of ticked off at a lot of music industry professionals that's black, because A lot of us industry professionals who are qualified to vote for the Grammys don't. Now, are you a part of the Recording Academy? Because I know you qualify. I just know enough about you to know that you qualify. Do you vote on the Grammys?
Absolutely, absolutely, right. Yes.
Now, so we here with each other. You feel what I'm saying? So we can have this conversation.
Right.
I want everybody listening to understand that you've got two brothers that are actually taking a part in the process. So we have the right to talk about Grammys. Period. Point blank. Because we took the time out to make sure that we have a voice, unlike a lot of people who are bitching and complaining. I got major beef with all these people bitching and complaining about the Grammys, man. They don't take part in the process, and they could. I didn't even realize just how not difficult it was, and how qualified so many people are, especially these major superstars who don't vote, who don't even participate. Why do you feel
True.
That? Why do you feel that is the case?
I mean, a lot of people don't participate, and especially stars, because they're not, you know, you may think they know about the relevance of it, and then some of people are just like in the process of regular American government, you know what I'm saying? Some people are just the kind of people that have access to do certain things, but then they don't participate, but they love to bitch about the end game of it, you know, and that's just how it is.
Here's the thing with me. There is a question of prestige.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And what I didn't understand about the Grammy process until I started voting, whereas I used to look at it and say, well, man, they're only going to select certain kind of people in the industry to vote. And that's until I applied and they accepted me. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, I was just, you know what that did for me? At that point, I had to recant a lot of my feelings about the Grammys, because at that point I realized, you know what? This is just like the presidency, or just like the governor's race, or the mayor's, or the city council and shit, where it just,
right.
Niggas just participate. It ain't even the fact that it's like you got so many people who just feel like, that vote didn't come out how I wanted it, so fuck voting. And they take that same attitude that they got in their local political process, you know what I'm saying? And they apply it to board to the same situation. And it was like, damn, I thought they were going to be a lot more selective. I applied and I paid just to see if they would reject me so I could say, see what I'm saying? They ain't going to let a real nigga in.
See what I'm saying?
But they let a real nigga in.
Yeah.
But they did. You know what they did. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, so it's not that part that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? So then I had to look, and then I went to a couple of the meetings. They was like, no, it's not that we don't want urban people. We want people. We want to get the award right. It's just that they're not applying. And I realized it. And I just like, you know what? Yeah, this is just like some ordinary nigga shit that's going on over here with the Grammys. We ain't. It's our own fault. Where our awards for our category is not getting distributed to the right person because we're not participating. And it's crazy.
And then they just have to fill in the blanks however it falls. You know, say, okay, well, hey, all right, well, we're going to throw this shit. We're going to, hey, this best R&B, fuck it. We're going to put all this shit. Best R&B. I mentioned R&B because, like, you know, Tyrese is one of those people that is being affected, and people don't understand. Like, if you don't participate in situations, man, sooner or later, we're going to be X'd out of every available option to get money in the music business. We won't be able to get a dime of anything because we're not participating at all.
Exactly. And to me, that's just crazy because, again, speaking of R&B, I just did a huge rant on Facebook, on my Facebook page, about the fact that Omarion was kind of ticked off, I guess, or whatever, that Post to Be didn't win the Grammy or didn't get nominated or whatever. And then the Breakfast Club, these guys sat on the Breakfast Club, and I wish I could have a conversation with all of them because I respect their platform, and the Breakfast Club is a huge radio platform, and they have great interviews and stuff. But they sat on the Breakfast Club today, and what's the girl's name? What's the name on the Angela? Is that her name?
Yeah.
So she sat on the Breakfast Club this morning, ran down the exact way, exactly who votes and how you can become a member, actually said it out loud on the air, and then openly admitted that none of them are members, even though they openly admitted that they all qualified. And she sat there and said how you do it, and nobody on the Breakfast Club is a member of the Grammy Committee, but y'all have a gazillion artists and conversations about music every fucking day on one of the hugest platforms in the world. Urban music. It's completely crazy to me that none of those guys are actually voting members of the Academy. I was like, and I know if I can qualify, you can't tell me they don't qualify. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I just had to get that off my chest, and I'm glad that you're a member, brother. I'm glad that we're kind of like minds on that. You know, it's like, yo, if you don't like the outcome, fucking become a member and vote. You know what I'm saying?
Man, vote and make a difference. Because, bro, if you notice, if you look at these categories, hey, man, they slimming us out, man, little by little. Yeah. In every category, they forcing us out.
Yeah. But you know what I noticed about the Grammys? I know when you looked at your ballot for that, I haven't got my final round. Have you? I haven't gotten my final round.
I got to go back. You know, I have to go back to the States and get it, so.
Oh, yeah, I think it's probably going to be like in – it probably doesn't – I don't know if it's been mailed out yet or whatever. But even in the opening rounds, you ever – like I noticed the first year and the second year that there was a lot more songs that I felt that was like, yeah, I would give that song a Grammy. It was dope. That I didn't even realize that was even going to be nominated. Like the whole nomination – I was surprised how many songs that I knew that I felt like the Grammy wasn't even up on that was actually on the nomination list. Now, they didn't make it to this final round. And I obviously I didn't vote for back to back to make it to the final round, so I'm just gotta see what all made it to the final round. But there was a lot of songs on there by artists who actually I felt was dope. They had some of those Scarface records on there, you know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people, the Deeply Rooted was up for Album of the Year. It was nominated. You could have checked the mark. The problem is, it's not enough people like me or you that's actually gonna listen to a Scarface album and say and realize how dope that Deeply Rooted was. You know what I'm saying? In the process, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, yeah, man, you know, a lot of people don't understand the whole process, but I just wanted to bring it up, you know what I'm saying, as a little rant. And since you actually vote on the Grammy too, it's kind of like I had to get it off my chest. You know what I'm saying? Real quick.
Hey, man. That's information that needs to be put out there because no one, you know, a lot of people don't even share that type of information. So it's wonderful to get it out there. So
yeah, absolutely. So tell us what else you got going on, BV. What else you got popping, man? You got Big V Radio. You got the song. Mm-hmm. You got Network, Digital Radio Now. What else you got popping?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're still doing events, and then we have, like I said, I have two cool DJs, man, that I'm definitely a member and also, you know, chairman of the board, so to speak. So a combination of about maybe 100, 150 DJs between Cool Running DJs with myself, Bigger Ranking, and several other DJs, and then also U.S. All-Star DJs with myself, Puncho Strickland, and a couple of more gentlemen, man. And, hey, man, just really having the ability to have access, man, to help independent artists out if they help themselves. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? You can't feed a motherfucker, chew the food for him, and make him shit it, too, you know? So,
bruh, you know, you are definitely preaching to the choir about that right there. You know, you've seen enough. You've probably spoken to me enough and seen enough of my rants to understand that my relationship with the independent artist is based solely on your attitude and grind, bro. Like, and the thing is,
exactly.
because I didn't come into the game as a DJ. I came into the game as a rapper. My background is hip hop. Albums out, not with a plural. You know what I'm saying? I've had songs on radio. So my background into music industry is actually an artist first and foremost above anything else. Even before I became a producer and engineer and started doing this shit, I was a rapper. I was an MC. So my attitude with these independent artists, bro, is like I did so much work when I was really going hard being an artist that I won't accept nothing less from these rappers out here. You feel me? And maybe,
exactly.
maybe that's unfair. Some people say, man, you be too hard on them. I'm like, nah, because I'll be damned if I get a platform, build this platform up to where it is now, and then I don't hold an artist to the same, at least the same standards as I did. You know what I'm saying? And there's cats that's doing more than what I did, but I mean, I put the work in. So I'm not finna just show an exorbitant amount of love to artists who don't want to do the work. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's crazy to me because I did the work. I didn't become a superstar or whatever, but no one can look at my background and look up what I've done and say, I didn't put in the work. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't always happen for everybody. Talent or
right.
It just doesn't happen. It's just like the lottery. There's a lot of other factors that have to come into play as becoming a quote-unquote rap star, homie. But at the end of the day, I did the work, and I don't let artists get away with it. So people be like, you always going in on the artists and blah. I'm like, it's for their own good, and it's coming from somebody who's been there and done that. You know what I'm saying? It's coming from somebody who's literally been exactly in their shoes. So I think it should be, you know, I don't know, man. Like you said, if they're showing love and they working and they're supporting themselves, I show them love. You know what I'm saying? I do it all
exactly.
the time. There's so many of them, man, that just think it's just going to fall out the sky, bro. And I'm like, have you ever seen it happen that way, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Unless your daddy was the head of A&R, which we got a lot of guys like that whose daddy and uncle was the head of A&R at Def Jam and blah, blah. And so they plugged in. But have
right.
you ever seen somebody get it out the mud and it just pops without no work? It doesn't work like that. It
gotta work. No, gotta work, man.
No, it's completely crazy work, that artists think that in 2015. I mean, come on, man. Come on. What else you got, V? What else you got?
Man, jumping off, man, we're going to kick the Big V birthday bashes off in Europe, man. This Saturday, one of the largest hip-hop clubs in Switzerland, be at Velvet Club, man, you know, knocking the walls down. So that's something that not many Americans or people from the U.S., born in the U.S., can come into a different country and do. So I'm excited about that. Been having fun doing that.
How did you get plugged in? In Switzerland, how did you make that jump? Because I made the jump on a small scale with just like working with some mix shows and stuff with London and getting, you know, people actually over in that area knowing about K100 Radio from dealing with these different shows that we got from over there. But how did you make the jump to what, actually going over there, putting it down and getting money and getting revenue in the music industry way over there in Switzerland?
Well, you know, family had an opportunity, and so what happened was I took my opportunity to do what I do here, you know what I mean? So, and then that's what it is. You know, you can't drop me off anywhere, and I'm not going to do what I can do and that I do well. So, and basically, you know, took an opportunity, met up with some of the promoters, and then just started networking, man. You know, I network like I'm a rapper, man. I network just like I'm grinding a new song or something like that. And so
right.
once I met some people and then started connecting the dots, that's where it's at. And also ran into Fats, man. You know, Fats with a Coast to Coast, man. He's doing things in London. And so I plugged them with some people that I ran into in London and then kept it moving. And then Germany as well, kind of the same thing. You know, I ran into some guys in Germany. And then, you know, we built a relationship, man. And then that's out the door. So kind of kicked it in a little, you know.
Right, that's what's up, man. So before we go, give me one big difference in the game and the grind that you see over in Switzerland as opposed to over here stateside. What's something that you see going down over there that you like, yo, it's just not happening over there in America like that, or vice versa?
Man, give me 2 minutes. I'm going to give you the realest shit I could ever tell you about Europe, right? What they don't know in the U.S. is that, say, for instance, take a look at, let's just take a state. Let's take a state, like the state of, let's just say Texas, right?
Right.
If you take the state of Texas, right, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, the Czech Republic, Austria, you know, over 50% of France, all of the Netherlands, Brussels, Belgium, all of that can fit inside of the state of Texas.
Right.
Now, let me give you a better picture. So imagine what can fit in the United States of America. You know, how many countries? You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's the UK, Germany, Italy, man, Turkey. All that shit can fit inside the contents of just the United States alone. So what the biggest deal is this. Just because someone says, hey, man, I'm fucking with you in Brussels or I'm fucking with you in Spain, okay, really, you haven't really accomplished a lot considering it's not that large, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right,
you could
okay.
accomplish the same thing by fucking with a dude from the top of Atlanta and then fucking with a dude in South Georgia. And then if you know, or if you leak over into Florida, you see what I'm saying? You've conquered more than somebody fucking with you from London to Amsterdam.
Hmm. Interesting. I geographically I know that, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty astute in that kind of category, but
I
never stopped and said, well, because I didn't know the concentration of the population. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of one of those things where you think, yeah, Texas is a state, but Texas, America in general has a whole bunch of land. And so I just always, first of all, I've been overseas. I went, but I was in the military a long time ago. And so I went to like 12 countries over there. And I saw how condensed the population was. So with that being, I went to France. I went to Toulon, France, Haifa, Israel, Naples, Italy, Barcelona, Rota, Spain.
Wait a minute, back up. Hey, you sound like you were either a Navy or a Marine guy doing all that.
I was in the Navy. I did the med cruise. Yeah, I was in the Navy. I did the med cruise. Yeah.
All right, man. I did three meds, my brother, and I did Desert Shield, Desert Storm, man. Yes, sir. I was on the Kennedy. Yes, it's John F. Kennedy.
Okay, then. See, another thing we got in common. I was on the Nassau back when it was commissioned. Back in the day. So yeah,
oh, wow.
So I did the med cruise. You know what I'm saying? Pulled up with the Shenandoah and the Puget Sound and them tenders, and you know what I'm saying?
Tenders and bangs, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Over there, you know, they had a good time, you know. But I got a chance. That was my first chance to see the world and see outside of America. And I remember how densely populated the places would be. So I always used to equate that. Yeah, I know in my brain that America is fucking huge, and I think a lot of people who live here just don't get how big this damn country is until you go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, why everything's so fucking tight? You know what I'm saying? You'd be bitching and complaining about your little yard space. You got, motherfucker, ain't no yards. Ain't no yards in Europe. Motherfucker, ain't no backyard.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Atlanta is probably the size of the whole country of Italy. You feel me?
Right.
Just the city.
You know,
so.
So it's like, that's what I noticed over there. So I guess when you're saying it, it's kind of my brain. I'm like, actually, you're right, because America is huge. You know, you lock Atlanta down, that's like three major cities almost, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Over there. So, yeah.
Major countries. It's almost like three whole countries is what that is.
Well, from a population standpoint, I was talking about just...
I got you.
Not from the land. Oh yeah, from the land mass area, Metro Atlanta. Yeah, you can stick a couple of them in it. You know what I'm saying? But I was just, I felt like they were small but densely populated. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, like New York. Like, you know what I'm saying? New York may not be per square mile big as a lot of places, but that motherfucker's so densely populated, there's more people
there. So populated. Hell
right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like you say that you tell somebody Jacksonville, Florida is the biggest city in the U.S. and they be like, ah, yes, it's literally the biggest per square mile. Of course, you don't think that it's, you know it ain't as many people there as it is in New York. Yeah, so I think that's kind of what
right.
people and get it twisted. Go ahead. What else you had to say about that? But that's a very good point.
Well, basically, no. What we want is want people to how it's marketed and how people get, you know, like super huge eyes and say, for instance, if you say, oh man, they fucking with me in the UK and they fucking with me in Denmark. Well, that's cool, but that's not a great task if you look at it. Let's just take one city. So say for instance, like where I'm at, I'm in the art district of Basel, Switzerland. So say for instance, a DJ is fucking with you in Switzerland, okay, in Basel. That don't mean that he's the hottest DJ in the whole country. He's just hot in the city.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Just like a dude, if a dude say, hey man, I'm fucking with your shit in London. Well, cool, that's London, but that ain't the whole UK. That ain't
right.
Birmingham. That ain't
right.
That ain't the rest of the UK. That's just in that one city. And
right.
if you make it seem like it's so great. And then, hey, I'd rather Blizzom on K100 to be running my shit to have a greater impact than one DJ fucking with my shit in Denmark.
I guess because you, here's the thing about it, and this I'm gonna say this, V. Here's why I feel like I know what you're saying is true, and here's why I feel like what you're saying goes on, and I may be a little bit guilty of it myself when I stop and think about it. It's because we love foreign. We love foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign
mm-hmm.
cars. What the fuck ever. We love foreign shit, niggas. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Got that to compete
right.
with the mind frame. Secondly, though, everybody didn't do good in school, so you know they don't understand the difference between a country and a city over there. A lot of times, you know what I'm saying? When you say I was in Turkey. They understand that's a country. That's not saying you don't go and say, yeah, I was over in U.S. You know, when you're here, you say, no, I was over in Atlanta. I was in Houston or I was in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
may break it up to
mm-hmm.
L.A. America is so huge and we have so many major cities and the way the state is broken down. I think just geographically people weren't paying attention to elementary like that too tough. And they don't understand that when you say London, it's not the country. You know, it's a lot of things that go into
mm-hmm.
it. You know, you got different parts of the youth. People don't understand, you know. The difference between the UK and the UK is not the country of France. You feel what I'm saying? Like France,
right?
Country,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So there's that.
There's,
and I think that goes along with. So it's easy for someone to get on social media or whatever and say, yeah, they fucking me over. I got Swiss. They fucking me over in Italy and blah blah blah. Well, what part of Italy? Well, is it Naples? Is it Rome? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because
yeah, yeah,
here,
yeah, Italy,
be,
yeah, where?
Yeah,
yeah
they
exactly.
May
fuck where?
With you in Houston, but then over in damn Fort Worth, they don't know who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. So
right.
That may escape a lot of people, but I can generally see why, because a lot of people just didn't do good in school. We got the public. there's no shining light over here in America.
You wild, dog. You rough on them, man. You rough on them, brother.
I mean, I know so many people who don't. Man, I meet people, bro. I met a female, dog, the other day. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get ready to go. I met a
okay.
female. She was super bad, bro. And she was flabbergasted when I told her the moon doesn't have a light. She argued me down. Dog, it was in the club of all places. Because she said something.
Wow.
She said something that alluded me to make me believe that she thinks the moon has a light, emanates light like the sun. You know what I'm saying? And
oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
But I want to get into the conversation because we was in a music setting, but I just couldn't let it ride. I couldn't let it ride, V.
Wow.
And you know, the moon
wow.
really has its own light. She's like, the moon is light. The moon is bright as hell tonight. I said, no, the moon itself ain't bright, but you can see the moon bright tonight. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Oh, man, I just... And so, listen, we got a lot of bad bitches, and that's my fucking problem, of course. But everybody in America is just not, you know what I'm saying, smart or just, you know, got a level of intellect to kind of decipher what you're saying, even though, yes, I do know it to be true. By the way, people...
Well, you know, just because I traveled it, that's all, and I traveled it, right. And I found the information out while I traveled as well.
Exactly. And how many people do you know actually traveled outside of their state, let alone the country? And that's, you know, we're spoiled. We're America. Everybody wants to come here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then when you get to a certain level, you're doing something. You want to go. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, we're in America. We the shit already. We could just go because this, in this country, you can be in California, go to New York, or be in Cali, or go to Wyoming, and it's like you in a whole nother country. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. When,
scenically, but it's not like that over there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can travel this country and have great vacations and beaches and sights and stuff, and they don't have that. They got to leave the whole country to get a whole different view.
Exactly.
Because they're all
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I think a lot of people just don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, the sun casts the light, and you see the reflection of the light of the sun off the surface of the moon. The moon does not emanate light. The rock.
Shots fired.
Thank you for rocking with us, bro. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate you chopping it up with us over here. We ran about 15, 20 minutes over, but hey, you know, you the homie.
Okay, bro. So, hey, man, I appreciate it. And, hey, man, everybody listen, man, make sure. And then, you know, those that called in, man, appreciate that. And then, like I said, we got to get people to do more business with K100 Radio, man, and I'm going to be championing that, man, to make sure that happens, brother.
I appreciate that. For real. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. Thank you for that. You know what I mean? Big V, give them the contact information at Big V Radio on IG, but give them everything else so they can get with you, brother.
Hey, man, real simple. Yeah, just like at Big V, man. B-I-G-G-V, man. Instagram at Big V Radio. Tag that radio to it, and you got me, man. Holla at your boy, man, and then we're going to get it in. You know, that's what it is.
You know what it is. This is K100 Radio. This has been a Direct Line interview. If you missed any of this live, you can always go over there. Check us out on SoundCloud. It'll all be over there in a minute. All right. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with us. www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzum. You can follow us at K100_radio on IG and Twitter. You can follow me at Blizzum on Twitter, Blizzum_chainless on IG. All this information is at our website, www.k100radio.com. Shouts out to Big V and everybody that we interviewed today. Shouts out to everybody that called in. You feel me? We're going to get that rerun the streets. We're going to throw that thing in the rotation. Matter of fact, fuck it. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and lead on. I'm going to run that back, Big V. Big V featuring Woodrow, Goldmouth. Let's get it, man. K100 Radio. We out. But we live 24/7, so you want to hear the music, just come back.
We run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street. Close mouth, don't get fit, don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night, cause the money don't sleep. Better stay in your line. We run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street. Close mouth, don't get fit, don't work, don't eat.
Calling, trapping, everyday thing. Maintaining my own lane. We run the streets, go at the street. Fresh pair of cleats, get it out the mud. Working hard with OG Bud. No sleep the whole week. Family gotta eat, they depend on me. I be quiet, the niggas quick to repeat. Or try to compete, I work for me. To the top, I gotta reach. Money don't sleep, up late night, money's all I see. Strong grind, I power the weak. Making the haters catch cold feet. Don't watch me, nigga, watch TV. Too much on my plate, skinny nigga pushing all his weight. We still here, we still here on the sack chase. 10 bowls and ties and marinade. Fuck your bitch and left without a trace.
We run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street. Close my mouth, don't get fed, don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night, cause the money don't sleep. Better stay in your line. Cause we run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street. Close my mouth, don't get fed, don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night, cause the money don't sleep. Better stay in your line. We run the street.
Yeah, I got in the street. Fucked around, nigga, hot in the street. Niggas say he hot, but not in the street. How you know when you not in the street? Oh no, I am not in the beef. How I'd rather go and fuck up a check. How I'd rather go and fuck up my neck. Fuck up my wrist. Tell your bitch she can fuck up the rest. When I'm saying streets, I ain't saying D, cause I ain't sold nothing. Nah, not a bitch nigga, not a snitch nigga, I ain't told nothing. Nah, wanna be rich nigga, you a rich nigga, let me know some. When I got it, they know I'm good. I go through the hood, they say Hollywood, let me hold some. Cause I worked hard till I ate, nigga. You don't work, you don't get a plate, nigga. You don't work hard, you don't play. nigga. Give a damn what a nigga say, nigga. I'm the same me every day, nigga. Treat a nigga, never ever hate, nigga. Got a lawnmower for you snake niggas and you fake niggas. Represent you,
we
fake
ride
nigga.
The street, we ride the street, yeah. We ride the street, we ride the street. Close mouth, don't get fed. Don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night, cause the money don't sleep. Better stay in your life. We ride the street, we ride the street, we ride the street. We ride the street, we ride the street. Close mouth, don't get fed.
Road. Either shoot ball or sell dope. We rock solid, hate a jello. Success is the root of our living. We ready from the start to the finish. I'm winning cause I done lost plenty. Fresh as hell cause I know that they watching. And my friends got their eyes on my pocket. Hit the shoebox and make a deposit. Baby mama gon' have me on Mars. Young king shit like checkmate. I'm making moves accordingly. He puppy barking that big dog. I got buns foul and lawyer fee. Keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. Stay down and boss up. Old friends and they feelings.
Damn.
Bitches mad cause we lost to more money, more problems. I say more money, more firecrackers. My real nigga street hall of fame. Got young hitters like linebackers.
We run the street, we run the street, we run the street, we run the street. Close mouth, don't get fed. Don't work, don't eat. Don't be staying all night.
Timbo.
Yo.